Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Another day of you building trust in yourself, following through with one of the things that you know you must do, that you want to do, that is going to improve the overall quality of your life. You're taking this time, 30 minutes or so every single day, you're putting into your daily disciplines, your ritual, to sharpen the saw, to think about your life, to think about what you really want, to do that mental and emotional conditioning. All right, you're building that trust in yourself. You're following through by listening to this Morning Connection podcast and by building it into your life, allocating this time, trusting yourself to do it. And every single day, you click on skiplacour.com, you click on iTunes or my thread on bodybuilding.com, and that Skip LaCour guy, he delivers on what he says. He says he's going to do this Morning Connection podcast for me every single day. Now, I don't know why he's spending so much time doing that, but I sure do appreciate it. But he follows through with what he says, right? There is somebody out there who does what they say, and I can trust them to build them into my life. I make them a part of my life. I schedule it into my life because I know I'm going to put my faith and trust that he is going to follow through with what he says. No matter if he's having a baby, no matter if he's out of town, this guy comes through. And what that does, putting your faith in other people so you actually build it into your life, you allocate it into your life, you're trusting into somebody else, you're trusting in yourself. Boy, just listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, it's like the stepping stones. It's the foundation to building that overall quality of life that you really want. Now, after you have that faith and trust in yourself, and then you put your faith and trust in key people, well, now you're on another road. You're on a road to discovering the most effective and efficient strategies on how to take action. You can't just have a goal, hey, want to accomplish something. I mean, that's a great start, but then you have to go on the process of discovering the most efficient, effective strategies to get from point A to point B. But that starts with that trust in yourself. And then what I always say on this Morning Connection podcast, I make you aware of the fact that to really achieve at a high level, you're going to have to get other people, other key people, trustworthy people in your life, and put your faith and trust in them. But then you're going to have to learn the most effective and efficient strategies on how to create win-win situations, how to identify those people, how to build rapport with those people, to understand them, empathize with them, to discover what it is they need for their life and where they're falling short, and how you can alleviate that pain, how you can provide a service or value to them, help them to understand that, and create a win-win situation. So it's just not about, hey, I have faith and trust in me to get this thing done. I have faith and trust in other people. Great starts, right? But then you got to learn the strategies on how to use your mind, your emotions, your time most effectively and efficiently, and how to key in on other people. And to make that situation work, not just because you have a good heart and you want to help other people so they should recognize it. It's a skill set involved, and you got to get on that process. And little by little, this Morning Connection podcast is helping you do that. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast every single morning. All the places on the internet to click, all the people on their blogs and their articles and their YouTube videos and their podcasts. The internet is filled with people who want to share their truth, their opinions about life, their advice, and you have taken the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Flattered by that. It's a role that I really cherish. I take very seriously, and I will not let you down. And again, every single time you listen to this podcast, every time you click to listen to this podcast, and that podcast is there for you, you know, to plan into your day, you can see just how committed I am to helping you and doing what I say. I take this really seriously. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. And as you're going to see in the next couple of months, innovation in the sports nutrition product line. You know, away from the social media, away from the podcast, that's where I spend my time, Mass Machine Nutrition. And so you'll see it in the product line. Again, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Whether you want to be a big buff bodybuilder or you just want to build a little muscle and lose body fat, be healthy, you can find what you need in my supplement line, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're on iTunes or on skiplacour.com, you can click the links and see my product line and where you can purchase my products, right? And if you're on bodybuilding.com, hell, you're just one click away. Thank you so much. Hey, for those of you who really want to take charge and take your bodybuilding and training efforts and the mindset to the next level, and you've invested in my information products on skiplacour.com, thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me there as well. Especially proud of all of you who have enrolled in Results University. That's my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, my digital download library special, 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio instruction and workbooks. Plus, I've thrown in my Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategies course, the entire course, 11 hours of video, of audio with the workbooks, 9 video clips, and a couple ebooks for you. I mean, all of this for just $197 for you to be the total package, both inside and outside of the gym, bodybuilding and training strategies and man formation strategies. It's all there. But I just don't want to just dump all that on you. So a couple weeks ago, I started weekly casual podcasted lessons where I talk in a more casual manner like this. Right, and every single week, I add more dimension, more flavor, more texture to all the bodybuilding and training course information, the Results University course. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me and then enrolling in Results University. Appreciate all the support. I mean, I get up early in the morning to create value for you, to let you see the kind of person I am and how I can help you reach your goals, and I appreciate you reciprocating my efforts with your support. Hey, can you do the introduction to the Morning Connection podcast? You know where I get on every morning and I say, "Good morning, I am Skip LaCour," but you'll say your name there. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Right? Can you get that timing down? Heard it, right? 65, 66 times, right? What I'm doing is I'm getting you, the active listeners, to do the introduction. Send me a WAVE sound file or an MP3 sound file to skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, and I'm going to plug it in to the intro. So you'll be doing the intro, and I'll give you a great shout-out and a prize there, too. If it's easier for you, you can call up my Google phone number and record your intro at 213-973-8790. That's 213-973-8790. So let's get those going. I got a couple of them already from a couple places around the world. So where are my mass machines at, right? Where are my mass machines? Cans, Miss Jules, Hendry JB, right? Alex up in Canada. Hey, Sean in Idaho, right? Where are your intros? Let's get those things in. Again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And thank you in advance for your Morning Connection podcast introductions. So, hey, I got a couple questions for you. Maybe you can help me out. One is, you know, who has mastered Instagram, in your opinion? Instagram is a hot new place to go. And trying to find out who do you feel utilizes that well. And tell me why you feel they do. Right now, I posted this on my Facebook page and someone said, hey, well, why does everything have to be for marketing? Now, I'm not saying for marketing reasons. I'm saying maybe it's a coach, it's a guru, it's a mentor, right? They spread their message in a way that really resonates with you. Tell me about that. Just send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I don't know, post it below this Morning Connection podcast, whatever. Just let me know who those people are and let me know why they're so effective, right? Help me out using that social media outlet. I'm seeing the challenge that, you know, as a coach, as a guru, I mean, look, I'm not out there doing all these interesting things or at these great restaurants all the time, right? So I really don't, all my pictures on Instagram will probably be like the same things every single day, right? So I'm not living this exciting life with all these great, exciting pictures. So I would think I'm limited. So you're going to tell me, you're going to help me by showing me the people who use Instagram well and exactly why you think that's the case. You know, boy, I tell you, the social media, I got a little taste of, why I observe a lot of people on social media. Some people use it well, some people, questionable in my opinion. You got to understand something. I'm a business guy, right? I mean, Mass Machine Nutrition, a coach, guru. I mean, I love connecting in this manner, but you know, I'm not like a shock jock or, I'm not here to, create attention necessarily to myself. It's really, I am my product, right? The front man for Mass Machine Nutrition. I'm the coach that provides the information products for you, right? So obviously I'm the front man, but this isn't about me. This is about you and you getting results. So, I don't know if I have the desire to become this shock jock. I had one of my buddies send me an email and said, keep on pushing the envelope. It's going to draw a lot more attention to your podcast. And boy, I tell you, it isn't like I don't have a lot of opinions about things. It's just that I got to stay focused. Just like I ask you guys to think about what's the highest and best use of your time. Right? There's a lot of things that are peanut butter jelly sandwiches that can make you feel good. You can even be great at them. People may even like them, but are they getting you closer to what your overall goals in life are? Those things in life that you really want. And, in my business plan, I connect with you. I let you know who I am. I let you know about maybe some things that are important to me that may be helpful in your life because we're kind of two like-minded people, right, who share this passion for bodybuilding and fitness and a better overall quality of life, right? Then, I set the microphone down. I post it for y'all to listen to. Man, and then I got my head down working. So, creating a lot of controversy over the internet, I mean, unless it were just to naturally happen, I mean, that's not in my business plan at all, right? I'm not a shock jock. I don't make any money directly from creating such a following on my podcast. I see that in this fitness business a lot. People, they're caught up in being popular or being, special, unique, different. I understand that need, right? I sit back, though, sometimes and say, well, what's the outcome of this besides being special, unique, different? And, I know that they want to help other people. I'm going to assume that, right? But where are they going to benefit? So they're going to be doing this like 10 years from now, right? Or are they going to just be doing it for a little while? They're going to get their, you know, attention, maybe help out a few people, and they're going to realize that, wow, this isn't the highest and best use of my time. Now I got to quit doing that, and I got to take care of my family, or if I want to have a family, right? So that isn't my purpose. It's just really to connect with you. I got to stay focused. But I did make a comment yesterday that was kind of interesting, that I took a picture in the middle of my workday, my jam workday, of my baby daughter, Brooklyn. And I just posted something because, you know, I got people saying, you know, the social media stuff, you know, instead of just business all the time, you got to share your life. And I understand all that. Boy, I tell you, I do something that's at all related to my personal life. I mean, it gets really, literally 50 times the attention than any motivational message or any training strategy that I give. So, you know, I understand that. So I took a picture of my little daughter on my desk, on my lap, on my desk. And I posted that. And I said, hey, you know, I told my wife, and I use the term, I volunteered to take care, to babysit, you know, my daughter, so my wife could go get her hair done and for about 3 hours, right? And oh boy, you can't call it babysitting. Oh, you're babysitting? Oh, you're volunteering, right? So, and if you're on one of my pages, you couldn't see what they said on the other pages. I got like several pages, but I learned a quick lesson that the language that you use, it could be very important to other people in hell. This is nothing. This is just two little words and one little post. But it really made me think about the power and the responsibility if you want to step up and be a leader, and how clear you have to be. And also that you are inevitably going to step in little potholes from time to time. Anyway, it took everything I can not to get snarky back on some of these responses. You know, giving them the bigger picture. Actually, there's a part of me that wants to say, oh yeah, well, but then if I were to do it right here on this podcast, then I'm pretty much doing the same thing, right? So I don't have that self-control. I guess the choice of words where, you know, I could have had my wife do her hair appointment on Saturday or in the early evening when my jam workday is done, right? Because sure, it's my daughter, and I do love helping out and taking care of her. I mean, it's just as much my responsibility, but well, there's different roles, right? And I guess what I'm saying is that I let her do that in the middle of the day, 3 hours, right in the middle of my work day, because that was when she needed to get in instead of on the weekends or nights, right? So anyway, I just thought that was interesting, and it really takes me into another point. But before I get into my point of this particular podcast, what I want to talk about, which relates to that, is, hey, what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? With all your high standards, we do this, right, this discipline every single day. What was that thing that you did that really impressed you? All your high standards, all the things that you accomplish on a continual basis, right? Big thing, small thing. What was the thing that impressed you yesterday? And did you know that that was going to be the answer today, that thing, right when you accomplished it? And then what was that cool moment for you where you kind of just said, wow, life is good because of this, this, or that right in front of you? Maybe it isn't something, some huge achievement or something unique happened that day. It's maybe something that's always in front of you all the time, but you never really stopped and take notice about one of those good things, and you did, and that was your cool moment. What was that for you? And did you know that was going to be your answer when I asked today? All right? And then we added a new discipline to this process, this ritual, this discipline. And that is, what do you want? What do you want for your life? You can pick out any area of your life, you know, relationships, business, financial, material things, experiences, travel, for your body, What is it that you really, really want? And again, I'm going to be that personal trainer when you think you've worked really hard, right? You've done that, you know, set of, I don't know, leg presses, right? And I'm that personal trainer that's hovering over you saying, no, one more rep. You got it in you. What? What's he talking about? One more rep, right? And you find out that you can do one or two more reps, or you definitely get a half one or die trying, right? And you need that personal trainer to push you past what you've previously thought you could do, right? So I'm going to be your personal trainer for the mind when I ask you, what is it that you really want? Okay, take the time. Let's create this discipline right now where just think about it in your mind. Close your eyes and visualize that thing you really want. I'm doing it right now. All right, what's that thing that you really want? If you could not fail, stop settling, you know, for what you think you can accomplish, or you get these dreams in your head and you say, but I can't do that. Who am I kidding? I understand all those feelings and emotions, but we're just going to get our brains to start thinking about bigger things in life, the things that we really want. So stop, close your eyes. What's that thing that you really want? And I'm looking at mine right now. All right. And little by little, by podcast 125, 253, right? Morning Connection Podcast 300. We're building a discipline, that vision of what you had. And you can think of a new thing every single day. I mean, I don't know. I think that if this is a new process, getting yourself to step up and think big about what you really want. I mean, the first 30 days, you might think of 30 different things, right? Until you really start being, you're able to start really seeing in your mind those two or three or five things that you really want. And then by, I don't know, podcast 150, you're just thinking about those three things and they're getting sharper and sharper and sharper in your mind. Just because you are taking the time to listen to this Morning Connection podcast and building this mental and emotional conditioning, right? Hey, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Do you see this process, this discipline paying off already? Are you stopping yourself and noticing the things that impress you, that are building the confidence in yourself? Because you're just noticing it. You know, you're plugging along your day. It isn't like you're accomplishing so much more yet. It's just that you're stopping and appreciating what you do accomplish and those little things that do impress you. Now, later on, that's going to build unstoppable momentum and a mindset of confidence that you can do things, but we're just zoning in right now. Stopping and noticing those cool moments every single day, making life a little bit more enjoyable, not a grind, not some big life is this bitch, this grind, right? It's a challenge, it's a game, it's a puzzle, it's a combination lock, something fun that you're figuring out, right? And now that we've added this, where I'm going to make you stop every single day and think about what you really want. No, what you really want. And close your eyes and visualize it every day. Just think of where you're going to be with this mental conditioning by Morning Connection Podcast 150. All right? So those are a little morning exercises, our morning mental and emotional exercises that we do every single day here on this Morning Connection Podcast. So I was talking about my responsibility as a leader and how I have to be really careful of what I say, and if I do make mistakes, I gotta, you know, keep cool, keep poised, and understand the impact they have on other people. I'm volunteering for this, you know, position of being a leader, right? Like I said, I gotta be able to take the good with the bad, and then with everything in life, there is gonna be bad along with the good, and I'm not gonna be perfect. I'm gonna say things that offend people no matter what it is I say. People aren't going to like you. That's just all part of it. But you got to be so connected to your dream, your vision, your intentions, and just keep on keeping on and make the adjustments when necessary. So there was an article I posted on my Facebook page. It was about, you know, a very, very fit woman who is a leader in the fitness community. And she has three young kids. And she looks amazing, awesome. And so she posted that, I guess it was on her website or her Facebook page, and had a picture of her looking great with a, you know, her revealing workout outfit that, you know, showed her hard work and her three kids, and with the title, "What's Your Excuse?" Now, caused a lot of controversy. It was picked up on Yahoo News. And, you know, most of the comments, I guess, were, you know, very positive. "Awesome, you go, girl. What an inspiration you are." But it did create a lot of controversy, a lot of not-so-good feelings in the people who posted it. And they had their opinions. And again, every time you have an opinion, everybody isn't going to just go with it and like it. If you expect to inspire people, if you expect for people to like what you say on a massive scale, there's going to be people who don't like what you say. That's just all part of it. So most of the comments were positive, but what made it controversial are the people who took it the way that this person didn't intend for them to take it. Now, usually that "what's your excuse" type of thing on all the pictures on the fit, physical pictures all over the internet, social media. I mean, that's a very common thing. "What's your excuse?" The most of the ones that I've seen for "what's your excuse" are, you know, somebody who's missing a leg or both legs, but they're working out. Someone with some extreme challenges. Maybe it's a very, very old person, right? So usually the "what's your excuse" has someone who has overcome some really, really challenging situations. And I would assume not by their choice. I don't think that too many people don't want to have legs, you know, some of those situations. So the controversy, and I posted this on my Facebook, and there's a big picture to me in all this that is my point of all of this, is that, you know, what's your excuse, right? Look, I talk about it all the time on this podcast. All the things, while I had just amazing abs or an amazing body, won trophies, I talk about all the time is that extreme focus in that area of my life, what it's cost me and what it continues to cost me. I mean, one thing I talk about, or you'll see with all my posts if you follow my work, is, man, I'm working an awful lot, right? I'm working to provide for my family for now and in the future, because when I was really focused on those abs, right, winning those trophies as a bodybuilder, that was my choice. That made me feel good for all the reasons why I talk about whatever, right? That extreme focus in that area that I was rewarded with, and maybe ways that, you know, this direct work doesn't reward me, right? I was rewarded in a lot of ways, and it came with a price. All the things that I talk about that I had to sacrifice, intimate relationships, you know, I didn't concentrate on the business aspect. I didn't concentrate on a lot of the skills that I encourage you to start thinking about right now to have the amazing body, right? If someone would have come to me and said, "Hey, what's your excuse? Why don't you have more money in the bank? Or why don't you have intimate relationships or a family or this or that?" You know what? They might have had a legitimate point that those things are important to them, and maybe they should have been important to me. You know, I remember it was probably 15 years ago, some guy went to my training partner and said, "You know, Skip is a smart guy." He didn't come to me. And this guy was very wealthy, and he was a bodybuilder. He didn't necessarily have the impact on the world with his efforts and his exposure as I did, but he was a decent, you know, local bodybuilder. Multimillionaire, from what I understand. And he pulled my training partner aside and he said, "Wow, you know, Skip's a smart guy. Why does he do this bodybuilding stuff? Why does he use that energy to make money?" And look, first of all, I'm talking about it, you know, 15 years later. So it must have had, you know, some type of impact, because I'm sure there's a lot of things that people have said to me over the years that just went in one ear and out the other. And, you know, I don't really remember calling him a hater or this or that. I just thought it was odd that, why is my path that I take really important to him? And this guy wasn't even really a close friend, but that was an observation. It was his opinion. See, the thing is, we all do things in life to make ourselves feel better. And as you know, this combination lock, this jigsaw puzzle, right? It's not necessarily an easy thing to figure out. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of thought. It takes a lot of persistence. And we do whatever we can to make ourselves feel good. And man, whether it's, you know, your abs, your body, whether it's, you know, making a lot of money, whether it's, you know, putting a lot of time and effort into your church, saving the whales, whatever it is, we do all these things to feel good. And we're all trying to figure it out. And while we're doing something that makes us feel good, that, you know, maybe it's our body that is very admirable, shows a lot of discipline, right? There are going to be things in our life that we're not focusing on. And we may think we're all balanced, and our ledger sheet, our statistics may say, I have this business, I have these kids, I have this, and everything may be checked off that, hey, look, I'm balanced, I've done everything, and I have these abs, right? You know, and you may have created balance for you, and if you have, congratulations. I've had a very difficult time having that balance as, you know, I created the body, right? But even if you have all those bases covered, you know, are you really mastering those or really giving them the time and effort that would satisfy somebody else? Maybe you don't have enough money in your bank account that they would. And they may think that all the effort that you're putting in your abs should be going more into your bank account because that's the way that they would live their life, right? And what would be your excuse for that, right? Why don't you do more, you know? And again, this isn't about the woman who, you know, posted the what's your excuse, because I'm sure and I hope that she feels that she has her life, you know, totally balanced and she has all these things checked off, checked off, checked off. Look, I'll tell you this. I know what it takes to have a body like that, especially if you admit that it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time to eat all these meals and this and that, and you're not genetically gifted. You know what? There's a reason why your body looks that way. You've earned it. It takes a lot of time, energy, and effort. And it comes from somewhere else. Maybe it comes from things that, you know, aren't important to you or very important to you, but that doesn't mean the things that you're not putting as much attention into are not important to somebody else. That's your values. They have their values, right? If someone would come up to me 15 years ago and told me, which they did, I guess, in a way, that I wasn't allocating my energy right, and they pointed to my deficient areas, and they showed me why they're better at that and asked me what my excuse was, don't know if I would have necessarily taken that as they're just trying to motivate me, right? That's their values. I have my values. And whatever we put our time and energy and effort into, you know, we're all just trying to make ourselves happy and trying to figure out the puzzle to make ourselves happy. And that's the intention, whether it's, you know, a lot of money, whether it's an higher education, whether it's putting our faith in God and our church, saving the whales, or our physical body. That's what we've come up with to make ourselves happy. And other people, we already know what their excuse is. We all, you know, look, if someone would come to me and said, you need to put more time into your intimate relationships, you need to put more time in your business for your future, I don't think that I would have said, you are so wrong. All right, we all know we have, well, I guess I shouldn't assume this, but most people have some deficiencies in their life that they know they should put more time and energy into, right? That they shouldn't be making an excuse, right? But as you can see, this puzzle isn't the easiest thing to put together sometimes, right? It takes time, takes effort, right? And, you know, like I said, if someone had asked me what my excuse was in those areas, I'm not saying that I would have branded them. I wouldn't have called them a hater. I would have just, there's probably a better way to go about that. So, you know, my whole thing with that is if you have a great body, right? If you, people look to you as an inspiration and everything like that, you already know what their excuse is for not taking care of their body like you do, don't you? It's just that they don't see the benefits. They don't prioritize it, whether they know they should or they shouldn't. They're putting that energy and effort into other things. Some of those things might be some awesome things that do take time and energy and effort, and they don't know how to balance the two, or they don't want to balance the two. Their abs aren't that important to them. You know what? This is comes as something odd to many of us in this health and fitness business, but you know, people think that all this time and energy we spend on our bodies, or fixing these meals, or eating these meals, or talking about eating strategies, or fighting on the internet about eating strategies, or taking all these selfie pictures of our abs, they don't think that's a good investment of time. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. Now, again, who cares what other people think, right? But to think that the way that we devote our time and energy and effort is the best way to do it, and that everybody else should put as much effort into it as we do, because look what we've done, right? You know, that's kind of thinking that only we in this industry may think that way, who are in this hobby, this passion for health and fitness, right? Other people don't think that way, right? So we already know what their quote-unquote excuse is. It's they don't put a high enough value on it. They don't prioritize it. They may want to do it, but they could be doing some things out there that, man, maybe we should put a lot more energy and effort into. And if we did put more energy and effort to those things, if we decided to, we don't have to do those things, we might miss a workout or two. We might miss a meal or two, right? We may be not so focused in the gym. And then over time, maybe we won't look as good in the mirror. Right now, I know a lot of people aren't using their time efficiently, right? They don't have their priorities straight. They're wasting their time. And that's probably even more of a reason to be more empathetic to their situation. So I just think that, you know, for the people who are in our whole fitness realm, who look at the people who are offended by that as haters, right? It's just that, you know, like I said, most of the time when people say, what's their excuse? It's somebody who has these real traumatic challenges that are overcoming the excuse, not someone, you know, who willingly has three kids, is blessed with three kids and has a great body. Again, is that, you know, it goes back to being a leader. You step up and you offend people. That's all part of it. And anyway, those are my thoughts. And what do I think you should take away from this is, you know, realize that you're getting everything in your life that you want because of the amount of focus and attention you're putting into it. You're not getting the things in your life because you're not putting enough focus and attention, or you haven't for a long enough period of time. And as you know, creating that balance and focus and making all these things work isn't necessarily the easiest thing in the world, and it's doable, right? And you know, when it comes to your health and fitness, if you're a great example, you know, be that example. Be positive, be encouraging, you know, making people feel bad about the decisions that they've made in their life in any way, shape, or form, intentionally or unintentionally. You know, it may not be the best approach, right? I know that a lot of people in our health and fitness world, you know, they put a lot of, you know, giving back to other people, obviously, you know, fitness, a lot of those type of priorities. And I see a common question or a common theme among people in our industry, and it's about money isn't important. You know, the pursuit of money, spending all that time at the office, away from family and connection. Now, those are a set of values, and those sound like good, solid values, right? But there are people in the world who think differently. They think that, you know, all that time you're putting in the gym and your energy and effort, I mean, you could be taking care of using all that energy to create more wealth, more opportunities, more options for yourself, your family, your family's family, And you will alleviate so much stress and create so many opportunities with you working hard and making the sacrifice. Just like, you know, you sacrifice going to the gym, or you sacrifice, you know, not eating out or fun foods or whatever. You know, you sacrifice that. That could be creating more connection with people, right? But you choose not to for the greater good, right? Well, they may want to work a few extra hours, let's say, or take those business trips or whatever away from their family because, you know, the way they're figuring this out, right, that money is going to do a lot of things, you know, for their family. And I use the analogy on my Facebook page that said, you know, if some guy had, you know, a picture of his house and his home and his expensive things and whatever, and then he said, hey, what's your excuse, right? You know, people who have different values that don't put such a high priority in money, they know it's important. They would love to have that house and that car and that watch and whatever this guy is doing. I don't know if they would take it very well that this guy's calling him out for not making an excuse, right? I really do think that, and again, I understand that a lot of people in our fitness little realm here don't understand that to some people, having these abs, having this body, is really no difference. It's the result of a lot of hard work and a lot of focus and a lot of effort. It's the same way as that guy's house and his fancy watch and his cars. They don't see it any differently. Right? Something that you focused on, you made important to you, you did everything it took to have that body. This guy, he became really important to him for whatever reasons. It made him happy, took a lot of work, effort. He became, you know, one out of 1,000 who could do that too. A lot of people don't see this any different. Anyway, that's enough for this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.